This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome aboard on, we're coming off one of the biggest fishing days of the year, Good Friday. Where did that wind come from? Probably caused some of you a little bit of difficulty. But it's been a pretty good week of fishing. Lots of people out there turkey hunting, participating in that birdie-eyed bead season. We'll have some updates on both for you. And I had a good trip last weekend. Headed over to the Navarre Beach Fishing Pier with my buddy the Weave and had a very successful pompano pier fishing trip. Yeah, can you believe it? You can catch pompano off the pier and many other species. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little bit later on. Also, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries had a really busy week as far as checking on turkey hunters. 15, count them, a total of 15 individuals have been cited so far for various turkey hunting violations, and that'll fill up our bad boys and girl of the outdoors feature a little bit later on. Well, we got some live reports coming up. We'd like to hear your reports. If you got out and went fishing or hunting, or you got a question or a comment, our text line is open for you at 504-260-1870. And I also have a question for you this morning. Is it Gulf of America or Gulf of Mexico, that big body of water that we're resting up against here that we work, play, and live in? President Trump signed an executive order, 14172, back on January the 20th, and he directed the Interior Secretary to adopt the name Gulf of America. And the U.S. Interior Department did confirm that the U.S. federal agencies will use the name Gulf of America. Now, that order does not compel the use of the name by non-federal agencies, private companies, or foreign entities, or individuals. So if you want to keep the old name, you're certainly welcome to do it. There is one agency that has actually changed its name as a result of that. And it's implemented as a presidential executive order. It's in the United States Geographic Names Information System, Google Maps, federal documents, the USGS, which is the Geological Survey under the Department of the Interior. So it's pretty official, but yet some people just don't want to let it go. They want to keep it Gulf of Mexico. How about you? Do you call it the Gulf of America now or the Gulf of Mexico? That organization, by the way, was previously known as the Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council. Well, last week, they met in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and during that meeting, they announced that they will now be doing business as simply the Gulf Council. No Mexico, no America. They got a new logo coming up, and they previewed that designed website, which is also going to be new and scheduled to launch soon. So Gulf of Mexico, not going away easy. What do you think? Text me, 504-260-1870. If you're headed out, I took a look at the weather for you. Going to be kind of breezy out there. Southeast winds 10 to 15, both offshore and inshore. 3 to 5 foot seas today, building to 4 to 6 tomorrow, making it pretty, really tough, almost impossible for small boats to get out. Inside, you're going to have to find some clean water, protected areas. Strong tide range today, 1.3 on the tidal range. And the Mississippi River stage, she's a rising, 13.5 and on the mend and on the build. So it's looking like there's going to be a decision have to be made on whether they will open the Bonnie Carey spillway and divert water through. Normally, it's if it reaches 17 on the New Orleans gauge, that's time that triggers the opening. But Corps of Engineers is stepping in, and they're saying that maybe they can change that to maybe wait for a higher rate before it's opened in order to protect marine species. All right, we got a lot to talk about on this Easter weekend. What are you doing? 504-260-1870. Robbie Campo is turkey hunting. He's kind of been on I guess you'd call it a crusade all across the country. We'll track him, and we'll get a report on St. Bernard Parish for you from Glenn Sanchez, former owner of the Breton Sound Marine and a former reporter on this program for many, many years. He's coming up next right after we pause 3 minutes on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. I got to tell you, springtime around Campos Marine, it's hard to keep up with Robbie Campo. Listen to this lineup. He started off early in the season. He went to Florida. He got an Osceola turkey. Tuesday, this past Tuesday, he was in Mississippi. He bagged a nice adult gobbler. Then he went to Kentucky on Thursday. He got another one there. He's headed, he's in the Midwest this morning hunting turkeys out there. He didn't give me which state. And then he's going to take off from there and be in Missouri tomorrow for a Monday opening day there. Boy, you talk about traveling the country doing the crusade for the turkeys. Well, I'm going to be doing a little traveling myself. Next week I'll be leaving for Tennessee. And then in May I'll be making a trip up to Kansas trying to get some of those beady-eyed birds up there. Well, we keep you advised of the roadways, the waterways, the bait situation, and weather conditions, and anything else you need to know about if you're going fishing down in the St. Bernard Parish area. And Glenn Sanchez, a field reporter with us for many, many years at the Breton Sound Marina, joins us now. And, Glenn, how was the Good Friday fishing yesterday? It looked like it was a little breezy out there.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. It's been a little breezy, but, I mean, they're still catching fish. That's, you know, I mean, it's amazing how once they have bait, the fishing picks up so much better than when they're fishing with lures. I don't care what they say. You can fish with lures, you can catch fish, but when you fish with bait, you can catch plenty more.
No doubt about it. That's what the fish eat. That's what they live on. And it looks like there's been kind of some good mixed catches. There's some real nice, respectable-sized trout, but there's a lot of sheep's head mixed in and redfish and some drum and even saw a few flounders this week.
Yep. They're catching a little bit of everything, and it's just starting to where it looks like it's going to be a great year.
Yes, indeed. What would you suggest if Glenn Sanchez was going out fishing this morning? Where would you head, and what would you bring with you?
Well, it's definitely bring me some live shrimp. It's a little windy right now, and it's supposed to be a little windy. I think it's blowing out the southeast. You know, I mean, I just try and find some cover, fish along the shoreline of the lake, and that give you cover, fish inside the marsh, fish down by the rocks, but try and get inside like Lake Anastasia and stuff like that, and just get behind some islands and just try and, you know, throw that bait out there and watch that caulk go under.
You know, Glenn, if I remember correctly, I believe it was this time of the year, maybe a little bit later when you and I and Jonathan used to fish on the Fish and Game reports on TV, we did the Lalut drift. And is that something that's going to be probably going to happen pretty soon, if not now?
That's normally more in the wintertime when the water gets real low. I find anyway that when the water gets real low, they come out the marsh and they end up in Lucha. I don't know if the Lucha drift would work right now, because I don't fish that way this time of year. I'm heading like to the outside, and when I say the outside, toward the rocks along the coast, you know, I'm heading that way most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, well, so I don't really fish by a Lucha this time of year.
Yeah, speaking of water, man, I heard they had some pretty low tides when we got that little bit of north wind, that little blast of cold weather we had last week.
Last week it was unbelievable. I came out of my house and I looked across the canal and I was like, look at the bank that's showing. And it's like,
yeah.
I got a crab trap that I normally look at all the time that sticks out of the water. When the water starts to get low, it starts to appear out of the water. Well, the water wasn't even close to the crab trap last week. It was like a wintertime tide.
Yep. Glenn, they had a cleanup, bayou cleanup plan down there that got postponed. Did you get any information on the reschedule of that?
I really don't know anything about that, Don. I don't know if they rescheduled it or not. I never even talked to anybody about that, so I really couldn't give you any information on that.
Well, you've been talking a lot about live shrimp and how important it is, and that's what the fish want. How are they looking? Are they big size for this time of year? And what's
yes, they are, because they white shrimp that were left over from the winter that grew up. So the brownies are probably just showing up right now, and they're going to be small. It's not going to take them long to grow. But the shrimp they have right now are really they nice. If you don't catch any fish on them, you can go home and eat them.
Absolutely. Glenn, hook and shrimp, couple ways to do it. What do you prefer?
Well, I normally hook them through the right above that black spot on the head, and I use a real small hook. And when I say a small hook, I use a number one kale. So I don't put as big a hold in them as a big hook with a big barb. Or there's times that I'll hook them in the tail. Sometimes they want them different. It's crazy. But if you hook them in the tail, they will definitely live longer and swim more.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, you know.
Yeah, it gives
and,
you.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it gives them a lot more motion if you hook them in the tail. And usually what I do, I'll change over. If I start getting a bunch of heads back with the hook in it, then it's time to go
right
to the tail.
That's exactly right. You know, people don't realize, you know, when a fish hits a shrimp, he's got to hit the shrimp from the back. He can't hit him head on. He's got to fold him up and suck him down. He can't take him head on. He's got those horns, you know. So if you hook him in the head or the tail, you got a shot either way, the top of the mouth or the bottom of the mouth.
There you go. Glenn, what you having for Easter? What's on your Easter menu? You're quite the backyard gourmet. What are you doing? Anything special?
We doing crawfish and crabs, and I don't know if they got a barbecue, but I'm going by Karen's son's house, and the family's going to be there, and we should have a good time. And hopefully the weather's going to be beautiful, and everybody's have a good time.
Yep, I'll be on the crawfish team, too. Glenn, thanks for filling in for Robbie, as always. We really appreciate it, my friend. Hope he gets a turkey, another one, man. He's on a roll, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I told Mike, I asked Mike this morning, I said, do you hunt? He said, no. I said, maybe he might want to start.
Yes, indeed. All right, Glenn, have a good weekend, my friend. Thank you for the report. We appreciate it.
Happy Easter, everybody, and everybody stay safe. Thank
yes,
you, Don.
Indeed. All right. Love Glenn. He always ends his reports with everybody stay safe. All right. It's springtime. Peak of freshwater season is about here, so we got a little extra emphasis on the fishing reports for you freshwater guys and girls. Jeff Brule, he get me a report. I'll have that next for you. And also, we're going to be talking to Captain Josh Sykes of Bent Rods Guide Service up on Toledo Bend, another hot spot this time of the year. Back with those reports and a whole lot more right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. Oh, yeah, the memories of that song. That was the lead-in song for Jeff Brule in our fishing reports for many years. And Jeff sent me a nice little report. He says the catfish run has started over there in the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain rivers. Some blues and flatheads are moving up out of the lake back up into the rivers. He's using cut bait and live bait around cypress trees under a cork, and he's catching 2 to 10 pound catfish. A south pass at Manchac is another spot to get them. Soft-shell crabs, which, boy, I sure hate to throw a soft-shell crab for a catfish. Anyway, dead shrimp or cut bait on the ledges would be the top producer there. The white perch continuing to spawn, but you got to fish a little deeper for them. He says hit the trees with a drop-off, and you'll pick up some of those spawners. A tight line jig with a slow fall down. The drop-off produced some big white perch for him this week. Bass starting to gang up on the shad spawn. Use topwater baits around bushes, floating vegetation, and laydowns with shad flicking in the covers the place to start. You got to look for those white birds, the herons and egrets. And also, he says, if you see an owl swooping to pick a shad off a lily pad, make a few casts to that area. Striped bass. He hasn't seen or caught one, but the 1st of May is usually when stripers start to show up out in the causeway area to the I-12 bridge. In the river, you can look for shad and fish schooling in the middle of the river. Bass will be mixed in with a few stripers, and he says you'll know when you hook one. They pull harder than a bull red. They're hard to land because the logs and the cover in the river, but most of the hookups lead to a breakoff when the fish wrap up in the top of a log, but he says it's still fun. He had a big day yesterday. He had 70 Brule cousins went over for Good Friday fish fry yesterday evening, and they were dining on Chifuncta River catfish, bass, perch, and a few trout moved in. We thank Jeff Brule for that freshwater fishing report. Also got another freshwater report coming up live with Josh Sykes, Bent Ride Guide Services in Toledo Bend. We'll be checking in with him just a little bit later on. All right, let me get to our text messages. We thank you for sending in those texts. We got the backstrap stacker checking in from Mobile. He said the gobblers over there seem to be henned up in Clark County. Not much action this past week. Hope the wind lays down a little today. Happy Easter. Well, backstrap stacker, I had a similar situation last week. I lost a huge bird to, I call him the other woman. When those hens move in and you're trying to work a bird, forget it. The real thing is so much better and appealing, and they'll just walk off and break your heart. All right, we got this one coming in, says very emphatically, it is the Gulf of America. That's in response to our question. Do you call it the new name, Gulf of America, or are you still going to stick with Gulf of Mexico? Here's another one, says it's officially changed to Gulf of America. Since it is, should my insurance premiums drop? Because there's no recorded hurricanes in the Gulf of America the last time I checked. Good luck on that one. And here's one says, I have a map of the Gulf from 1699. Got to be a reproduced map, huh? Back when, well, it depends on where you're from, how you pronounce this. Iberville, if you're from New Orleans. Iberville, if you're from Baton Rouge. And his little brother, who was named Bienville. They arrived off Ship Island. The text was written in Latin, but the Gulf was referred to then as the Gulf of Mexico. I say, leave it alone. Well, you can do that. You know, I did some research on this, and it was actually first named Gulf of Mexico in 1550, way back. And we got the famous Wingbone from Wilmer, Alabama, checking in. He's not turkey hunting today. He's got yard work. I got that done yesterday. And by the way, Miss Janice received her Wingbone call. She is thrilled. Thank you, Wingbone. All right, here's one from Cody from Grand Bay. He got his first turkey in Kentucky last weekend. Going to try and get his son one this morning in Clark County, Alabama. Congratulations on that Kentucky turkey. And here's one. Happy Easter, y'all. It's a lovely spring morning here in Ohio with the scent of hog manure heavy in the air ahead of planting. Oh, what a wonderful smell. Mr. Don, I hope you caught that Easter flounder for your mama's table. Stay sweet, stay blessed. Thanks for that text. all the way up from Ohio. All right, we got more texts. We'll get to those later, but right now we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with those texts and some more of that stuff you and I love to talk about, fishing and turkey hunting in the spring. We'll do it right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, and continuing to keep you abreast of what's going on with the Louisiana Coastal Cooking. Those are 13 episodes about Louisiana coastal activities and also some excellent recipes from backyard chefs like myself, but also some professional restaurateurs. And episode 103 will be airing today on WYES-TV out of New Orleans. It airs at 9 a.m. today and at 11 a.m. tomorrow. And that will be Coastal Angling Paddlepalooza, which you hear a lot about on this show. Their excursion will be the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's Paddlepalooza event. The recipes will be tuna sliders from Chef Ryan Godet at Spars, Escovitch fish with rice and beans, fried plantains and cabbage. That's Jessica Dandridge Smith's recipe from the Water Collaborative. Again, that's Public Broadcast TV producing Louisiana Coastal Cooking. 13 episodes, and my episode doesn't come up until June 14th, that'll be episode 111. So catch them all, and they're going to be broadcast nationally. So you might check, if you're not in the New Orleans area, check and Google it, the Louisiana Coastal Cooking, and find out where it's airing near you. All right, we got to pause a quick 10 seconds when we come back and remind you about that ongoing benefit for Captain Mike Helmer and get back to our text questions. Is it Gulf of America or Gulf of Mexico to you? Which is it? 504-260-1870. We'll be back right after we pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And I want to thank many of you who have already responded and encourage those of you who have not to participate in the benefit for one Captain Mike Helmer. Back in October of last year, Mike suffered a massive heart attack. It was followed by strokes. His prognosis was not good, but he is recovering, and he and his family need a little help. So some of his fellow captains got together and put together a benefit package where you're going to be giving away a whole bunch of fishing trips for a $25 ticket. You could win a four-person trip with an overnight stay with Captain Phil in Lafitte. Big Dog Charters in Lafitte has a two-person charter. Also two-person charters with Captain Bo Weber out of Delacroix, Captain Lane Zimmer in Delacroix, Captain Sean Thornton in Delacroix, Captain Bart Simo in Delacroix, and also with Dead Reds Unlimited Fishing It for two people out of Venice. They also have a Shimano spinning reel, an 85-quart angle ice chest, and a $200 automobile detailing. You can get five for $100. That's $20 a piece. So if you just want to get one, it's $25. Every little bit helps. You can pay via Venmo, or you can write a check. Go to Hooked on Healing Facebook page. That's Hooked on Healing. And also, there was a special late entry trip. Here's a real opportunity to fish with Major League Fishing's pro, Jimmy Washam. He fishes off Pickwick Lake in Tennessee. He donated two nights stay up there in a two-person charter with him. That drawing's coming up, by the way, May 6th, and we'll announce some of the winners right here on the show. All right, let me get back to our text board. Let's see, where did I leave off? Okay, I got one question that's better reserved for Captain Ryan Lambert, and I'll bring that up to him when we talk to him next hour. Here's the Steel Man. I got to meet the Steel Man in person at the CCA banquet, the North Shore chapter. I love going to those because I get to see a lot of old friends, and I get to meet a lot of you listeners and put a face with a name. And I told the Steel Man, I really, when I envisioned who he was, I did not envision him to be as young a guy as he is, but he's a great guy, and he's got a little report. He hit the trestles over in Pontchartrain last Sunday. Didn't get a lot of fish, but he did catch a nice 21-inch slab trout. He might go looking for bass over in the Chifuncta today, and he wishes us all happy hunting. That's from the Steel Man, one of our regular listeners. Here's another one. Was at Campos this week, fished the Long Rocks. It was slow. The wind limited us to where we could go. That's from one of our Alabama listeners. Now, here's a suggestion. This is kind of neat. Why not the Gulf of Amerexico? Combining the two. All right, here we go. Iberville and Bienville, or Iberville and Bienville, a.k.a. Pierre and Jean-Baptiste Lemoyne. They were French-Canadian officers in the French Navy who fought the English before heading south. I'm a serious history geek. Ha ha. Oh, good for you. And thank you for providing that little extra info. All right, here's one says, man, it was great hearing from Jeff Brule. I sure do miss his reporting. Happy Easter and good luck chasing the beady eyes. And here's a couple that just don't want to give it up. Gulf of Mexico forever. And another says, yes, another vote for the Gulf of Mexico. And yet, Captain Robin says, Gulf of America. Next question. Yeah, it's an executive order. It's in law. And, it doesn't make individuals or non-federal individuals or private companies use the name. But the U.S. Interior Department has confirmed that all federal agencies will be using it. And you'll see it reflected on the new maps that come out from USGS and also the Department of the Interior. So what do you think? Is it Gulf of America to you, or will it be Gulf of Mexico as always? Since 1550, by the way. That's a long time. And there was an organization, I get information and press releases from them regularly. It's the GOM, the Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council. This has caused them to change their name. It simply go by the name Gulf Council. No Mexico, no America. They changed it. They changed their logo, and they're also got a new website design they're launching, too. So what will it affect? And somebody wanted to know if it affected any of the laws. You know, since the laws are written for the Gulf of Mexico, do they not apply for the Gulf of America? I say good luck with trying to get away with that. All right, here we go. Record harvest turkey in Louisiana for 2024, 3,695 birds tagged. Now, I think part of that record-breaking effort was there's more compliance now. More people are tagging their birds. And there's still a lot of people. Don't kid yourself. They shoot a turkey out in the middle of the wilderness and nobody around. They throw it in the truck. They don't tag and say, I'll save that tag for another bird. So a lot of that goes on, but if we got record turkey harvest, let's go back, move it up back to mid-March when the birds are gobbling, when they can be hunted, or give us another bird back, something. You know, if that's your measurement of a population and it's successful, do something. All right, we'll be back right after this. We're going to check in with Bent Rods Guide Service, Josh Sykes, get your report on the Toledo Bend area. Nice weather to take a ride up to the Bend. See what you can do up there. He's got some tips and info for you right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, hopefully we will be able to make contact with Josh and get a report up from Toledo Bend. A lot of times these cattle captains, you know, Saturday mornings is a busy, busy time for them, and sometimes they get a little sidetracked when they get curveballed. But hopefully we'll be able to get him and pass that information along. Speaking of that freshwater fishing, there is the Youth Fishing Rodeo going to be held at Bogachitta National Wildlife Refuge for kids age 4 to 15. It's coming up on Saturday, June 7th. It'll be at the Jim Schmidt Boardwalk Trailhead. That's off exit 11 off I-59 in Pearl River. This rodeo has been going on, I know it's at least 15 years, maybe longer. And kids show up there. They start at 7:30. They wrap up at 11. They bring their own fishing poles, or they can get fishing poles there. And you do need to be pre-registered. So if you have not done so and you want to bring your child up there and let them get some pretty good fishing in, they stock it and regularly, and there's a lot of species up there. Check it out. It's the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Bogachitta. Is the refuge where it's held. Just look for U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Lacombe. There's telephone numbers, there's Facebook and email, and you can get signed up. All right, I think we found Josh. Josh, good morning. So far we've been talking with you about bass and crappie fishing. Hopefully we can add brim to that. What's going on up in the Bend?
Oh, man, not too much. Catching some fish, and the weather's been beautiful, so it's been a good time for us.
A lot of big bass caught this spring?
It has been a lot of big bass. We've had a really good spring with numbers and size. One of our better springs, actually, since probably about 2015. The grass is coming back well this year, and that really helps out the fishing a lot for us.
So somebody coming up there with trophy bass on the mind and nothing else, what do you suggest? What lures do they bring? What type of habitat do they work in? What part, I mean, it's a big area. What part of the lake should they fish?
Well, it seems like every year, most of the big fish are caught on the south end of the lake. It's just deeper water. It's got better grass down there, better water clarity, and it's just more fertile down there. And I think a lot of the bigger bass live in that section of the lake around Housen and 6 Mile seems to be where most of the 10-plus pounders are caught. And then the grass, obviously, is where those big fish live. And so, you know, punching grass, throwing big swim baits around grass, dragging a Carolina rig through the grass or a chatterbait or rattle trap, all those produce big fish every single year for us.
And do they still have the free mount, a replica of the fish, if you weigh it and release it?
Yes, sir, they sure do. And so they've got weigh stations all over the lake. So if you catch any fish over 10 pounds, you can bring it to a certified scale, get it weighed and measured. You can go back and release the fish, let it swim off perfectly safe and sound, and so somebody else can catch it one day and let it grow. And, man, they give you a free replica, and so you ain't got to pay for it or anything and still have a way to remember that catch.
Very good. Josh, what about the white perch? Y'all still live scoping them on the brush, or has things changed?
Well, they just started showing up good on the brush about a week and a half ago, and it's been fantastic the past week and a half. The fish are moving off the banks. They're kind of more in that post-spawn era, and they're pulling out to our brush piles in the mouth of the spawning pockets. And, man, we've had some of the best days we've had in really a few years. So we're really looking forward to this season. So far, it looks like it's going to be one of our better ones. We've had lots of days this past week catching limits. So, I mean, it's hard to beat that out here on the bend.
Yeah, and y'all have a favorite jig that you use. Talk about it.
We do. So one of our guides, David Cross, he makes his own jig called Cross Crappy Crack Jigs, and they're hair jigs, and they're very, very small. And for some reason on Toledo Bend, those crappie like a very, very small bait. I think there's so many shad and so much bait fish in that lake that they don't have to really expend a lot of energy to really eat much. And so, man, putting a little small bait in front of them, something that's going to entice them, seems to be the key. It's almost as small as a fly, like a 1/32 ounce jig. And, man, it absolutely catches them. It'll catch a tube jig 5-1 most days.
Got it. Well, so far we haven't mentioned brim, but is it time? Or are they starting to show up a little bit now, or is it still too early?
It's a little early for it to get really good, hot, and heavy, but it is time. There are some brim starting to move up and starting to spawn. We've seen some signs of that, and you know, we don't brim fish a whole lot, but I look for it a lot on my bass trips because where there's brim, there's typically going to be some larger bass, and so I have been looking for it. I've seen some new beds up shallow, and it's getting close. It's getting close, and I've got some reports from people who's been catching some big brim up shallow, so that's right around the corner. Typically, early May is the hottest part of the year for that brim season for us.
Right around the corner. Well, safe to say the Bend is in its prime or reaching it right now. And, Josh, if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys and book a trip for either bass or the crappie, how do they get you? What's the best way?
Man, they can give me a call on my cell phone at 318-308-5818. They could find us on Facebook at Bent Rods Guide Service and shoot us a message through Facebook, or they can go to our website at www.bentrodsguideservice.com, and they can shoot us an email through that, and we get in contact with them and get a trip set up for them.
All right, you guys make it easy. Thanks for the report, as always, Josh. We appreciate it. You guys have a happy Easter up there on the Bend.
Okay, you too. Happy Easter. Thank you.
All righty, Josh Sykes, Bent Rods Guide Service. All right, coming up next, it's Darryl Carpenter. What's going on Easter weekend in Grand Isle? He'll tell you. Up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. I'd often wonder down on Grand Isle, do they have Easter egg hunts and bury the eggs in the sand? Let's check with Darryl Carpenter. Darryl, do they have Easter egg hunts and bury them in the sand for the kids?
Yeah, they don't exactly bury them in the sand, Don, but yeah, the town puts on especially for the kids, they put on an organized Easter egg hunt every year, and you know, it's a pretty good little time for the kids.
That's great. All right, is it Gulf of America or Gulf of Mexico to Darryl Carpenter?
I just hope I can slow down enough that I worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, for the last, 60 years of my life, I've been calling it Gulf of Mexico, and it's hard to change, you know?
Yeah. Well, whatever. It's in the eyes of the beholder. Well, what's going on down there for the Easter weekend besides a little bit of wind blowing? Has the fishing been good there like a lot of other areas when the winds are down?
Yeah, Don, there's actually a whole lot going on. There's a whole lot of traffic on the island this weekend. So it's typically the start of our summer. And, yeah, whenever the wind slows down, you know, the spring and the summer is starting to progress to where the catches are getting a little bit better. And, you know, it's getting a little bit more predictable. We're still battling a lot of dirty, dirty water. And just it's time to just start learning how to fish dirty water. I mean, you just got to slow it down and pound your areas a little bit harder because it looks like that's going to be the case for a little while. But I will tell you, though, Don, one of the things that's amazing, and it kind of befuddles me and kind of makes me miss the offshore stuff, is with all these little fronts and stuff we've been having coming through and a lot of north wind, there's been a lot of people that have been fishing the beach side. You know, we've been having to resort to the beach and the jetties and stuff like that. And, you know, Don, for years when I was in the offshore business, we talked a lot about the spring cobia run and how that typically happens further out into the Gulf, into the canyon and stuff. But, my God, the number of cobia that we have running these beaches, and when I say the beach, the close-in rigs, the number of cobia that are being caught right now would just amaze you. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they had one that was caught off the Navarre Beach fishing pier this week, and they show up pretty regular over there. And I got over there and did some pompano fishing, which is always, the pompano's always kind of been a mystery fish. And I'm going to talk more about that trip a little bit later on. But pompano, are there any opportunities for pompano around Grand Isle?
Yeah, Don, as I recall, back when there was a good commercial fishery on it, that was more of a fall, wintertime fish. But this time of the year, especially when people are concentrating on using shrimp, because the croakers just aren't big enough yet, we get usually, I would say, 2 to 3 as a bycatch, just fishing the beach areas for trout. So we have a significant number of pompano running our beach. It's just not a targeted fish. It's probably not that they're not thick enough to be a target fish. But it's not uncommon to catch 2 or 3 on any of your trout trips, especially if you're using shrimp for bait.
You got a good pompano recipe?
I like it fresh, and I like it either baked or on the pit is the best way. You know, they're a little bit of an oily fish. They're kind of in that jack family, I believe. Uh-huh. And that's the way I like them.
Yeah. Well, Antoine's, a famous New Orleans restaurant, has that famous pompano and papio, where they put it in like a paper, you know, and bake it. I forget what kind of paper they call that. It's a special paper that you can use to cook with. And that's been a world-famous recipe for a long time. But, you know, very few people say, oh, we're going pompano fishing. And I had the opportunity to go with a friend of mine. I call him the Weave, and he's really good at it. And you catch him right off the bridge over there. It's pretty interesting.
Well, if I recall the information correctly, when the Louisiana coast had a decent commercial pompano fishery, it was mostly with hair jigs and mostly in the fall at the close-end rig. And whenever you would, it would be one of those you'd have to hit several, like cobia fishing, you'd have to hit several rigs, but when you found them schooled up, and it was just like sheephead fishing. You just sat there and wore them out.
Well, interesting you mention that, because we were fishing off that bridge, and the water's so clear over there, you actually watch for them. And they come in schools, and so do the sheephead. And once you get the hang of it, you can distinguish the sheephead from the pompano, because they appear different in the water, but they travel both the same way. And, yeah, when a school comes in on that pier, man, it's organized chaos. It's a great fish, though, great fish. Parchment paper, that's the name of that stuff, parchment.
Yeah, you know, that's the definition of fishing, though. It's hours of boredom for moments of chaos.
Yeah, exactly. Darryl, somebody wants to have some chaos with you, tell them how to get you.
Well, they can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, where they have all the information about your show and all of our guys. RealScreamers.com is our website, or just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, Darryl, y'all have a happy Easter down there, and we'll catch up with you next week.
You too, John. Safe travels, man.
All righty. Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, coming up next hour, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Got to chat with Mike Gallo at the CCA banquet. We're also going to hear from Captain Eric with a paddler's report, Ryan Lambert from the tip of the boot. And also, we've got 15 bad boys and one girl of the outdoors busted for turkey violations this past couple of weeks. Back with all of that in hour number two of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.